John Wesley, a preacher who strongly promoted singing in the Methodist movement he founded, called hymns a body of practical divinity. I love this idea of a sung theology, and science supports its wisdom. It turns out singing is really, really good for you, body and soul. Group singing is especially exhilarating and transformative. The good feelings we get from singing in a group are a kind of evolutionary reward for the historical human practices of singing and dancing together to build loyalty, to transmit vital information, and for protection. What has not been understood until recently is that singing in groups triggers a communal release of bonding hormones. Those who sang together were strongly connected and therefore more likely to help each other to ensure mutual survival. There was a time when virtually everyone sang in worship, around campfires, at mealtimes, during the school day. A modern protest usually includes chants and slogans, but historical picket lines, sit-ins, rallies, and demonstrations were full of song. While group singing is experiencing a resurgence, not so many of us are used to singing anymore. As a society, I think we need some help getting back to this practice. Well, remember John Wesley, the founder of Methodism. In 1761, he published an essay called Directions for Singing. This is essentially a list of rules. The first instruction is that the songs in the Methodist hymnal should be learned first and foremost, and that they have to be sung unaltered. But by the end of the list, it gets a little bit hard to follow. We learn that we should sing lustily and with a good courage, but also, and somehow at the same time as embodying lusty courage, we must sing modestly. It seems a little bit contradictory, but what do I know? And then there is the important clarification, do not bawl. And don't fall behind in timing, because that indicates that you are a lazy person, not just musically, but in your morals too. In case that's not enough pressure, quote, have an eye to God in every word you sing. In order to do this, attend strictly to the sense of what you sing and see that your heart is not carried away with the sound. So sing, but don't be moved by it. Probably because I bring a significant amount of anxiety to singing in front of anyone. Have you noticed I never sing directly into the microphone? I find these directions hilarious. Yet, I have a serious point, and it's similar to what Steve talked to us about earlier. If by chance singing is hard for you, know that you are not alone. Even Rumi, whose poetic voice has been revered across the years and cultures, expresses this longing. I want to sing like the birds sing, not worrying about who hears or what they think. At some stage, most of us have been told by someone at some time to be quiet, or we've been judged harshly for our imperfect singing voices. It may not have even been a music teacher. our culture gives us lots of reasons to be disconnected from our bodies, and that can lead to us being shy about and inexperienced with using our voices. But there is a cost to not singing our song, literally and metaphorically. This ode to that sadness is called Unsung. It's by Jesse Bell Rittenhouse. The songs I have not sung to you will wake me in the night and hover in the dark like birds whose wings are tipped with light, like birds with restless, eager wings that quiver for their flight. The songs I have not sung to you will wake me in the night.